Okay, today is Daf Ayin Dalet. We're in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis by the second to last line, Gufa. Gufa. We said yesterday that Amar Rav, Rav said, Ein Mavoi Nitan Belechi Vekora. A Mavoi cannot be enclosed with a Lechi or a Kora, ad until Sheyehe Batim V'Chatzeros Psuchin L'Tochan. Until you have houses and chatzers that open into it. What does that mean? That means that, I believe it means, that you can't have a situation where the chatzers open into each other, even if they open into the mavui. They can't open into each other. Because if they open into each other, if I want to go from chatzer A to chatzer B, there are two ways I could do it. I can go out of my chatzer, into the mavui, go around into the other chatzer. That's one way to do it. Or I can just walk through the wall to the chatzer. There's a door there. If there's a door there, I don't need the mavui. Says Rav, the only way a lechi and a korah will work to enclose a mavui is if you have to go into the mavui to get to the other chatzer. If you don't get this, the whole daf is going to be gone. Okay, you got that?
And that's where we ended yesterday.
That's where we ended yesterday.
You must, what does that mean? You can't have a situation where you can go from A to B without going to the mavui.
Correct.
So you have that,
what? I want to carry the mavui. Right? I want to carry the mavui. You have to have two things. You have to have a shittuf and a lechi or a korah. You have to have both.
And lack of access
from one chatzah to the other chatzah.
You have a bunch of cases.
That was where? So maybe Rav didn't hold like that. Rashi, look at the top Rashi. Top Rashi. Batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socho. Batim l'chatzeros. The house is open into the chatzers. Shnei batim l'chal chatzer. Two houses for each chatzer. U'shnei chatzeros l'mavui. And two chatzers for each mavui. V'hanach, kivon dekulon psuchim zulazu. If all these chatzers open into each other, u'mu'uravos yachad derech pischehem, right? And they all open into each other. There's a doorway that goes chada chashav lehu. Then it's all considered one. If it's all considered one, you can't make a shittuf. You can't enclose the mavui. Okay. Now Yossi's question. Veleslei l'Rav hadatanya le'el. Rav does not agree with what we learned earlier that av ubno mavui shalahen nitabalechi v'kora. We had all those cases with the fathers and the sons. The chalhecha de lo boy la ruve. Because anytime you don't need the Eruv, inami, bayla ruve, umatya ruve below shittuf mavui, or you can make an Eruv without shittuf, lo mishtri ahu mavui belechi v'kora. A lechi and a korah will not work. Ad, shetehe sham chatzer achas, she'ena besucha lechaverta. Unless there's a chatzer that does not have access to the other chatzer. Or shtei shuros shal chatzeros, or two rows of chatzers, echad betzido zev, echad betzido acher, Hamovah b'nehen, right? Two opposite sides of the street. Sheni chol v'sari v'leyadei mavui. You can't get from one side of the street to the other without a mavui. Without making a shittuf in the mavui. How are you going to get from one side of the street to the other side of the street? There's no chatzer. There's a mavui in between. How are you going to get from there to there? The only way to do it is by making a shittuf. That's what Rav said. Why? It makes a lot of sense. It logically makes a lot of sense. No, because Rashi just explained. If you can go from Chatzar A to Chatzar B to Chatzar C to Chatzar D
without going
through the Mavui, then what is it really? It's really one Chatzar. It's really one Chatzar.
So?
You can't make a shittuf on one Chatzar. It's not a shittuf. Adjoining means more than one. It's not more than one, it's only one. Since you have access to each other, without going through the mavui, it's really one big chatzer.
Yeah, but
as Rashi said, it's really one big. As a Rav holds, you can disagree with it. Shmuel disagrees with it. It's not so far fetched.
No, let's say chatzers A through E. Okay, yeah. On one side of the mavui, okay,
right.
You have access each of them without going. Okay. Then you want to course the mavui, but a J through M.
So I understand. Okay,
right?
So
you want to be able to carry through the mavui.
So now you're asking a detailed question. What if? You can go through the mavuis, and you want to be mishtatev two sides of the street. Right. What would Rav hold then? I don't know.
Right.
Because on the one hand, then you have both.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a detailed question. I don't know what he would hold.
Mavoi to get to the other side.
I don't know. I don't know what he would hold.
Is this similar to what Rabbi Yosef said yesterday?
That what?
Because it's the same end result.
Kol sheet of that what?
Kol sheet of she'in machnisa motziya derech pesach and gemara.
It's exactly the same thing. Same thing. The same part. Rav said that. Rav Yosef didn't. Rav said that.
Rav.
Oh,
right. Same part. It's the same part. It's the same exact. It's the same statement. Okay. So you got what's going on. You got it. Good.
Right, but you have all I'm saying is you have a convenience A to B to C. That's nice.
Right.
Nice
so it's a convenience, and therefore all that does is it means you can't make a mavoi. A sheet of mavoi. That's all it means. Why can't you? Because it's really one chatzar. The fact that you have such a convenience like that breaks down the two chatzars into one chatzar.
You can't have a
sheet of with one chatzar. No, but by definition,
so you can't carry
it can't be a partner if you only be you by yourself, not a partner. Right. You need someone else.
So what do you do if you have a mavoi and a huge chatzar? You can't carry the mavoi.
No, they can't carry the mavoi.
It's worse for yourself because you have it's a.
That's Shmuel. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar. No, afilu bayis echad v'chatzar achas. Even one house and one chatzar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu churva. Even if on the other side is a churva, nothing there. A ruin. You still do it. I'm only a bailer of Yosef. I'm of Yochanan. A field of shvil shall krumin. Even a field, a vineyard. Even that. I'm only low. No. That's already too far. That's already too much. No. I'm of Yochanan. Ela bechurva de chazil adira. After someone, you can fix up the house. You can fix it up. A little bit of ruin. You can fix it up. You can live in there. Aval b'shvil shall krumin. But a vineyard, the lo chazil adira, it's not fit for gezunt. It's not fit for residential use. Look, that can't be a reason to make a mavoi, because you want to be able to carry in the vineyard. That's not a house. That would not work. That's not a shittah.
According to Rob, is that right?
Yeah.
Question,
yeah.
How would he allow air for a whole city, let's say, for example? I mean,
it's a good question. I don't know. Right? I don't know how far he takes that shittah. I don't know.
Laws
of chutzah not the same as laws for a city. Remember, if you limited so much by chutzah, you have to have no access.
I don't know. Okay, next. Now we're gonna have a kasha on of all people Rabbi Yochanan, and this over here. Amar Huna Bar Chinana, Faz Rabbi Yochanan Mitzat L'Taimei. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan is very consistent. The Tan. Because we learned in a Mishnah, we didn't learn this Mishnah yet, later on, but we've come across this Mishnah. Sometimes I feel like these Mishnahs here, that one, the one we're going to do tomorrow, had we done them a month ago, I think Gemara might have been a little easier. I don't know why this is such,
tomorrow.
I know, it's such a funny order. Anyway, Amar Rav Shimon says like this, Echad Gagos, all the rooftops, which in the olden days were more used than they are today, Echad Karfifios, or a Karfaith. Again, what's a Karfaith? It's an area that's enclosed, not for residential use. Echad Chatzeros, or a Chatzer. Rishus Achatein, it's all one Rishus. Lekelim Sheshavsu Latochan, with Kelim that are there from before Shabbos. Someone left his bicycle in the Chatzer. Now, bicycle is a bad example. Someone left his book in Machzer, his Siddur, his Chumash in the Chatzer, or on the roof. So can you carry that chumash from one roof to another roof without an eruv? Says Rav Shimon, yes, you can. What's the reason for that? So Rashi explains. Echad gagos, kulan rishus achas. They're all considered one rishus. L'taltel kelim, to carry kelim, sheshavsu begagzeh legag chavero, to carry from this roof to that roof. Right? You don't have to jump like Batman, not like that. The roofs were very close to each other. They were very used. Didn't rain in the summer. And that was a place where they hang out. So you want to go carry the chumash. You want to show your friend the chumash from your roof to his roof. V'lo amrinon. And we don't say, kishem shediorin chalukin lamata, kach chalukin lamayla. We don't say that. Well, down below, there's eruv, there's chutz. No, we don't say any of that. You want to walk across the whole town? If you could do it by the roofs, go right ahead. The Kalim Sheshavsu, the Chatzer Zeh, also, Kalim that are in this chatzer, motzi and lechaverta, you can bring it to another chatzer, v'chein lekarfeith. And also you can bring it to a karfeith. V'chein lechatzer v'karfeith min agagin. And from the chatzer and the karfeith and the gagin, it's all good. So what the neighbor, according to Rav Shimon, what's an error for? I want to bring my chumash from the chatzer to the other chatzer. I can do that. And from the roof to the karfif, to the karfif, to the roof, to the chatzer, it's all good. So according to Rav Shimon, does he hold from Erev? Yeah. Howel, the kula zirahi. All these places at the end, none of them are houses. You don't live in your roof, you don't live in a karfif, you don't live in a chatzer. The ein tzarech la'arif min chatzer l'chatzer, what do you have to make an Erev for, from chatzer to chatzer? El mishvel kelev sheshavtsu b'bayis. Only thing is, you want to bring things out of the house. You want to, this is a very unique shita. We never learned this before. I mean, we have learned it in passing. You want to bring things out of the house. Oh, for that you need air. If it's present in the chatzah before Shabbos, you don't need air for that. As long as you're bringing it to another chatzah. You can't bring it into someone else's house.
It does make sense.
Now, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to qualify to give it even more, make it more sense. So you don't need an Eruv, except unless you're going out of the house or into the house. Ho'il elabishal kalim sheshavsi babayi shebachatzah zeh. I want to bring it from here. But the chumash is in my house, and I want to bring it to my neighbor down the block. Now that I already need a neighbor for. Okay, that's from Shimon Shita. Okay, now that's from Shimon Shita. Again, back to the Gemara. From Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, repeated again. Echad Chateros, Echad Chafifos, Echad Chateros. Rishus Achasim Lekelim Sheshavsu Lutocham. V'lo Lekelim Sheshavsu Lutocham. But not Kelim that were in the house. That you need a neighbor for. That you can't carry without an Eruv. But Amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Shimon. Rav said, and by the way, we passed him like Rav Shimon. V'hu shelo Eruvu. As long as he didn't make an Eruv. I never made an Eruv, then I could do this. Why? Says Rashi, v'hu shelo Eruvu. B'nei ha-chateros kol achas la'atma. No chatzer made an Eruv. Then I can do all these haterim. Right? V'aser lahotzi min abatim l'chatzer. So you can't carry from the house to the chatzer. The kivan de ein mitzuyin kli habayis b'chatzer. Now what is out in the street? I said, you have a chumash. That's very unusual. A guy leaves a chumash on the roof. Most kalim were not left out. What's left out? The outdoor stuff. Most stuff is not. Therefore, lek l'migzar, says Rav, says Rashi, explained. There's no reason to make a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Oh, if I let me take my chumash from that roof to that roof, I might carry my chumash from the house to the other house. That's what you're afraid of. Right? Says Rashi, nah, there's no reason. Lekal amigzar. Imafkis kelim sheshavzu b'chatzel l'chaverta. If I allow you to move the keli from the roof to the chatzel, the chatzel to the chatzel, if I allow all that, what's going to happen? Asi lafukinami kelim sheshavzu b'bayit, shazil l'chatzel l'chatzel l'chaverta. Oh, let me do that. Now I can take it out of my house. Says Rav, that's only true if you didn't make an Eruv. If you didn't make an Eruv, nobody's going to mix up carrying from chatzer to chatzer to carrying from house to chatzer. Nobody's going to mix it up. Why? There's no Eruv. Right? There's no Eruv. There's no reason for a Xero. So far, so good? Back to the Gemara. Aval Eruvu. Now I can carry from my house to my chatzer, from my chatzer to his chatzer, from my roof to his roof, from my karfif to his roof, to karfif. Well, can I carry from my house to his house in a different chatzer? No, even with an eruv. No, I don't have an eruv with that chatzer. So if you made an eruv. Now I read it as a gzeira. Since I can carry from my house to my chatzer, because I have an eruv, there's a fear, and I can carry from roof to roof, and I can carry from chatzer to chatzer. Oh, you know, you're gonna take something from your house and walk a mile away and bring it to your friend. That's a gzeira. That might happen. If there's no eruv, there's no gzeira, because you can't take anything out of your house. Now we're matred so much that we're afraid the guy's gonna go too far. Aval eruvu. But if you made an Eruv, Gazrina, the Zigzera, Dilma Asi La Fuke Mani Batam Lachatzer. Right? You might take out things from your house and bring them way to the other Chatzer. Right? Right, Rashi says, Shevachatzer zu l'chatzer acheres. From this chatzer to that chatzer, and by the way, there's no erev connecting the two chatzers. Therefore, there's a gzera.
You're saying going from erev to erev. What does that mean?
What do you mean, Erev to Erev?
You're saying you go from
Erev
to
Erev. No, I didn't say Erev to Erev.
I'm saying Chatzar to Chatzar, you said.
Correct, because Rav Shimon held that Chatzars, yeah, as long as the Keli was in the Chatzar. If, as long as the Keli was in the Chatzar when Shabbos began,
yeah,
then you can go from Chatzar to Chatzar without an Erev.
So why can't, once is an Erev though?
So once it's an Erev, what does an Erev help, according to Rav Shimon?
With the house.
From the house to your Chatzar. What about from the house to a house a mile away? That doesn't help. You're not carrying Shabbos.
No, but from your house to another
house,
you can.
From your house to another, no, you can't. There's no air of connecting those two chatzers. Your house goes into a chatzer.
Yeah.
Now you want to carry, not into that chatzer, where you have neighbors that you don't want to talk to them. You want to go to a chatzer around the corner. And not only, you don't want to go to a chatzer, you want to go into the house.
How many was there before Shabbos and the chatzer, you can go to chatzer C? How can you go from chatzer A to chatzer C if it was outside, but you can't go from the house to chatzer C?
Because that's exactly his shita. That's what he holds. He holds, you don't need an Eruv from chatzer to chatzer.
You know, he said that it's in the house?
Unless it's coming from inside the house. That's right.
That's
not Gzeira. There's such a thing as Hilchas Eruv.
I know, but once you get...
Minatora, this is all mutter. Right. This Minatora is all mutter. Why? There's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim here.
Right, but once you're allowed to go from the house of A to Chatzar A...
Right. Right. We're afraid you're going to go from house in Chatzar A to house in Chatzar C.
Right. And how about from the house in Chatzar A to the Chatzar in Chatzar C?
No.
Okay, I'll explain to you why you have an issue with this. You're thinking about logically today when we have an Eruv everywhere. Okay? Here, it's like I own this property, you own this property. Forget about the fact that it's a chutzah. You can't walk into my property. The chutzahs were made, the Eruv on the chutzah was made by the people who live in the chutzah. You can't go into someone else's property. So it's this separate, that separate. Today, you think an Eruv because we walk everywhere.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right. He's right.
That's what the big difference is.
Right.
You can't walk into the next person's property. The fact that it happens to be a chutzer and the other person happens to be a chutzer just
no, but he can carry his lawn chair from chutzer A to chutzer C.
That's because the lawn chair was outside the house when Shabbos began.
Right.
This is contrary to almost everything we've learned until now. On the 74th daf. Contrary to almost everything we've learned. No, seriously. We never learned like this. This is a Shimon Shita. He holds that there's no Eruv on anything that's outside the houses.
Exactly.
It's not so. There's a logic to it. There's a consistency to it.
All I'm saying is, if you make the error, then breaking the house to the chutzah is like it's there already because you're allowed to break the house.
I hear what you're saying. He doesn't take it that far. He doesn't take it that far. Anyway, why did we bring this up? We brought this up for the following line. Shmuel says no. Bein eruvo, bein lo eruvo. It doesn't matter if you made an error or not. Whether you made an Eruv, whether you didn't make an Eruv, right? You're allowed to carry, Shimon Shita applies, even if you made an Eruv. You're still allowed to carry everywhere, Rav Shimon said. He's not afraid of that, Zera.
You're
going to take something from house A and go to Chatzar C. He's not afraid of that, Zera.
What can you do according to him? You can take from your house.
Yeah.
To the chutzah, you can't.
It's your own chutzah, you can.
Yeah, even though from this, even
no, then you can't go to another chutzah.
Oh, you can.
No, but according to Rav, Rav Shimon only applied if he didn't make an Eruv.
Oh.
If you made an Eruv, then Rav Shimon was not so makel.
Yeah.
Right? Says Rav Yochanan, no. What, you want to go from roof A to roof G? Why not? Whether you made an Eruv or you didn't make an Eruv, it's irrelevant. Because the gzeira is the chashash I'm going to carry from my house to a chutzah around the corner. Says the Rebbe, I'm not afraid of that gzeira. Therefore, the roofs are always mutter. The car face always. Chutzahs always. Whether you made an error, but didn't make an error. That's the second sheet.
You have access from roofs all over the place. And how do you tie the mavui thing come in?
What?
You get to that. You have access to the roofs.
Okay, so the concept of mavui is to allow things to be carried from inside the houses, which he doesn't allow. From your house. From the house. That's the key. From the house. And by the way, he didn't mention Mavui. He only mentioned, right? chutzers and karfes and places where you don't live. Now, you don't live in a Mavui either. Okay. This is where we brought this down. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kirb Shimon. Says Rabbi Yochanan. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan who allowed a Mavui with a ruin where nobody lived there, but didn't allow a Mavui with a garden, where nobody lives in a garden, says, I agree with that. That Rav Shimon would allow you to carry from roofs, whether or not it's an Erev or not. Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu. Alma, what do you see? Lo Gazrinon, Dilma Asi Lafuke Mani, Bibatam Lachatzer. He's not afraid of that Gzeira. Oh, if I allow you to carry from roof to roof, you know what's going to happen? A guy's going to come, carry from his house, into some Chatzer half a block away. Why? Because he wants to show his neighbor the Chumash. I'm not afraid of that. Hachanami. So too here. Lo gazminan. We're not gozer. Dilma asila fuke mani de chatzer lechorva. That maybe he'll come to bring kalim from the chatzer to the ruin. Right?
To the mavui.
No, to the ruin through the mavui. Right? Right? Now, if you think about that, that's a very far-fetched comparison. He agrees with Shimon, therefore he holds your ladder. But, all right. Okay. Now, next. Yosef Rav Bruna, the Ka'amar Lahashmaita. Rav Bruna was repeating this over. Amar le Rabbi Elazar Bar Bei Rav. Amar Shmuel Hachi? Did Shmuel really say that? Amar le In? Yeah, he said it. Right? Amar le Achvili Ushbize. Show me where Shmuel's staying. Which hotel is Shmuel in? I want to go visit him. So Achvili showed him. Asla Kameja Shmuel. Amalei Amar Haki? Did you really say that? Amalei In? Yeah, I did. V'amar hu de Amar. But you said, Shmuel, Ein lanu be'erevin ela kalashim Mishnah seinu. When it comes to Erevin, we only have the Lashon of the Mishnah. And the Lashon of the Mishnah was, this is the Mishnah way before the Psalm of Vav, right? I'm sorry, of yesterday's daf. Shamavu l'chatzeros kechatzer labatim. Amavui is to chatzers, what a chatzer is to houses. And what does he say? Mavoi lechatzeros, plural. Right? You said, Shmuel, top of the page, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Even one house and one chatzer, you can make a mavoi. But you said that we only can look at what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, plural. You need at least two chatzers. The question is that on the top of the page, Shmuel said, you only need one house and one chatzer, you can make a mavoi, a shittuf mavoi. Right? But you said, Shmuel, that you have to listen to what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, mavoi lechatzei ros. Plural. So you want to say the Torah of chatzers. Right? That's what Gemara could answer that. Gemara didn't answer that. So, ishtik. Shmuel didn't have an answer. He was quiet. I don't know an answer for that. Right? So, what? So anyway, kiblimine or lo kiblimine? So did he accept the question? Did he retract? Did he accept that question? Did he retract or did he not retract? So, Tashma, listen to this. Listen to the story. Dahavi muva, dahavi dair ba evus bar ihi. There was a story where there was a mavui, and evus bar ihi lived in the mavui. I believe that we're going to see it on the days. There was also a shul in this mavui. But that's it. There was nobody else in the mavui. He was there by himself. Now, what happened? Avod le lechaya, he made a lechi to carry in the mavui. Vishari le Shmuel. He went to the Shmuel. Shmuel, what'd I do? Shmuel says, let me see the diagram. Shows him, oh, excellent. I'll give you a heter. Right? Again, there's only one house in this mavui, which is this guy. Amar of Anon. Right, so it must be in a chatzer in a mavui. If there's only one chatzer, so I don't know who to make an erev with. Maybe there's one on the other side. I don't know. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. Oh, you made a lechi, right. Asher Rav Anan Shadye. Rav Anan comes by and knocks it down. Rav Anan comes by and that. By the way, Rav Anan is no slouch. Rav Anan had a chavrusa whose name was Eliyahu Anavi. Right? Rav Anan's not some you know, wild Haredi destroying property. He's not doing that. It's not Rav Anan. That's what it sounds like. It's not what it is. Anyway, Rav Anan comes and knocks it down. So Omar says, one second. Muvoi did the Arsabay. This Mavoi, right? I'm sorry. Omar, so the owner, Avers Bar'i, he says, Muvoi did the Arsabay, the Mavoi that I'm living in. So I see the Mishmeta Bar Shmuel, and I had the stamp of approval from Shmuel. Nasi Ravanan Bar Rav Nashtiman. What, you come to knock it down? What are you doing? Right? What?
On Shabbos, he knocked it down.
No, I don't know if he did it on Shabbos. The point is he knocked it down. Maybe he did it Friday afternoon, a half hour before Shabbos. Oh, okay. And he had no time to put it back up. So he's, what are you doing? I did it. Shmuel gave a stamp of approval, and you come along and knock it down. Now, what do you see from here? Right? There, obviously, there were no other houses or chutzers in this mavli. If there were, why is Ravada knocking it down? Right?
And no other
chateros. So, right? Otherwise, why is he knocking it down?
One house with one house leading to a mavli. That's the case.
Right. Right? And yet, he knocked it down. Why? Because it must be that he held like Rav, that you have to have more than one. Right? He must be held like Rav, you have to have more than one. Right? Nevertheless, Shmuel said it was okay. Right? Shmamina, what do you see from here? Delo kiblumine. He didn't retract. He never retracted. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi, also Ravanan, Lacha Mos Shmuel. He waited until Shmuel died. And while Shmuel's alive, I'm not doing a thing. Shmuel's still a Shmuel. Once Shmuel does, I'm going to go over and knock that lechi down right away.
He used it for Meishabat.
Exactly, it's exactly the raya. Shmuel was alive. Shmuel didn't say boo. It's not Shmuel. Shmuel gave a stamp of approval. Shmuel knew the situation. Ravana knew the situation. Ravana's waiting. I'm waiting for that Shmuel to pass on after 120. I'm going to go knock that lechi right down. Why? Because we hold like Rav. Shmuel, what do you see from me? You see that Shmuel didn't agree to change his mind. They asked him Akasha. He didn't have an answer. Okay, you don't die from Akasha. It's still my shita, and it could stay there. Right? So you see, it's a raya that what? That Shmuel wasn't makabel. So the Gemara said, the Gemara's going to answer, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe when Shmuel was around, when Shmuel was alive, there was another house there. And by the time Shmuel died, the house was gone. And Ravana never knew that was the heter that Shmuel was basing it on. Yeah.
It's not intuitive. If you have one chutzer and one house and a mavoi, and you add on three chateras, that's good, but only one chutzah that wounds it. That makes no sense. The more
because by definition, what is the shit of mavoi? What are you doing when you make an eruv? What are you really doing? You're really saying that this public property, this mavoi, this thoroughfare, this street,
right,
is really my yard. It's my yard, your yard, his yard. It's really one big private property. Therefore, I can carry here. How could you say that with a straight face if you're the only one who lives there?
Well, no one else is there. Me and my mother.
It's a man in the street, in the cars that drive by every Shabbos. Well, how could you say that really with a straight face? It makes a lot of sense to say, no? What's the purpose of an Eruv? An Eruv takes public property and pretends that it's really private property. And a private property, you're allowed to carry. Again, Minatar, you're allowed to carry in a mother. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. Carrying a mother and carrying a Rosh Hashanah. So we made it zero. You want to get around the Gzeira, make it into private property. How could you make it into private property? The only one there.
There's no one else there.
But so you say that therefore it's automatically private property?
No.
Right, it's a mavoi. It's a much bigger place. It's a people walk through there. By the way, normally, if a mavoi was a dead end mavoi, really the only people that use it was people that live in the block.
Yeah.
So that's much easier pretending. It's not even so much pretending. It's almost like true. This is basically our hangout. So how do you do it? You collect food from everybody with like one big happy family. You put up a lechi that it's a reminder. Oh, I can't step past his spot, and you're all good. You're good to go.
So
if you're there by yourself, what are you doing?
No, but 10 people there, so all considered like one. You are one.
Imagine
the one. You want to make it the one. He, you are one. There's no one else.
So imagine the king comes and says.
This whole thing is, you live in a mavoi. The problem with chutz is always in this mavoi too.
Correct. So there's no one else in the chutzner.
No one lives anywhere else except for a mavoi.
Correct.
A mavoi, then it's a chutzner.
Right. So it's a big glory. Okay, no, so you take the same thing.
You're leading into a mavoi. You're living in the chutzner.
So could you imagine? Could you imagine the king comes and says, "What are you doing? You made this mavoi to your private. Well, there's nobody else here. What kind of answer is that?
Because if it was a chutzner,
right? What are you doing?
Okay,
He'll be able to do it halakhically if he made an error instead of making it. All he did was put up a lefty.
Correct.
That's the problem.
Right.
I'm rich enough to own the whole thing. I'll need you.
So go on it.
Go make a real error.
Exactly. So make a real chutzner out of it.
That's not what he did. He just put up a lefty.
Is there a fine way to throw it down? Ask the guy. Can you pay the
bill? I don't know. I can't comment on that. Nice. Anyway, the hacha. Where are we up to? I'm sorry. No, really, he didn't agree to it. Vahacha chazana have. There was a chazan, a shul attendant, the shamus, who lived in the chatzar, to have achol nahama bebeise. And he ate bread in his own house. Where was his house?
Another
chatzar. What?
Different chatzar.
But asi bebayit bebeikinishta. But he slept in the shul. Or he slept in a room off the shul. Therefore, I think what he's saying is that the shul has the status of another chatzar.
Or in the house.
And therefore, it had two chatzars. And Rav Hanan never knew that. Because by the time Rav Hanan came by, it was all gone. The Eretz Barihi Savar, and he held Makom Pita Gorim. Well, it's where he eats, so it's all good. Shmuel Tameh Damar Makom Lina Gorim. No, it goes to Makom Lina.
At the end of Shmuel's death, he stopped using it as a sleeping quarters. After Shmuel died...
Correct. So that's why Rav Hanan came by. What's going on here? Okay. Next. Amav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mavui, Shetzidoi Echad Ovi Kachavim, Betzidoi Echad Yisrael. One side of the street has a guy. One side, they have to look at the picture. One side of the street has a Jew. Right? Sido echad obe kachavim, v'tido echad Yisrael. Ein ma'arvin oso, derech chalonos, lahatiro, derech psachim lamavui. What's going on? So if you look at the... Does the article have a picture? Okay. So here's how you have it. You have two houses in the back. Right? Two houses in the back. The entrances to those houses are on the other side of this chatzar. On the other side of the mavui. Okay? You got that? Is that clear in the picture? The entrances are on the other side of the mavui. There are two houses. They're attached houses. Those two houses, at the end of their houses, in this chatzar, have windows which connect to a third house. You understand? All these three houses have Jews living in them. That third house faces the chatzar. Can the Jew combine with the other two houses to make a chatzar, to make an Eruv? Now, we don't count the guy. So can you combine with the other ones, with the other Jews? Says the Gemara, no, you cannot. You cannot make an Eruv with houses based on windows to be able to carry in the Mavui. Says Rashi. Im yesh shtei batei Yisrael. Eitzel beiso shel Yisrael zeh. Psuchos l'rishos rabim. There are two houses that are connected to the third house, which opens into the chatzar. V'lo l'mavui v'chalonos b'neihem. There's no mavui, there's no windows between them. Ein ma'arvin zeh im zeh derech ha'chalonos. L'hotzi kelehem l'mavui derech pischo shel zeh. Shepesach l'mavui. You cannot do it. You understand the case? You don't understand the case?
Simple case.
It's not such a hard case.
Three houses next to each other,
like this. One, two, and one. These two houses don't open into the chatzar. The entrances are over here.
You gotta walk through the windows to get to the chatzar.
You know, you want to get to the chatzar? These two houses have windows that are party wall with this house. Right? There's a party wall here with windows. So if a guy from here wants to get to the chatzar, he's got to climb through his window, go through this guy's house, and go out to the chatzar. So can this guy make an error with these two so that he can carry in the chatzar? The answer is no. Why not? We'll learn tomorrow why not.
I mean, it's clearly the architect is high up in this case.
Correct. Amalei Rava, Rav Yosef, Amarav, Afilu B'chatzar? What about the chatzar? So the first thing we said was a mavui not. What about a chatzar? Can I at least make an error of chateiro so I can carry in the chatzar? Right, the first case was, can I make it a mavui? Shit, if I can carry in the mavui. Dr. Gemara says, no. What about the chatzar? I have three houses in one chatzar. Now, two of these houses don't have entrances in the chatzar. So what? Can I make an error with them? So at least I can carry in the chatzar? Right? At least that much? Amalei in, yeah. That, yeah. That you could do. Amalei in. He said yes. D'i lo amar, mai. If not, like, why not? D'i lo amar, mai. Why would you think not? What? No, in a chatzar he said it's okay. In a chatzar he said it's okay.
No, because he first said, is it okay with the mother? He said no. Is it also the same with the
chatzar?
He says yes. It's the same thing with the
chatzar. Right. Same thing, right. D'ilo amar mai, what were you thinking? Hava mina, time of the rav, mishon diksavar, ein mavar nitim blechiv akora, achi vadev chaser pesuchim utocho. Right, because Rav said that you can't have a mavui unless you have a lechi and a korah that open into it. Right? Here, but if you did have two houses opening into it,
it's more than one chutz opening to the mavui.
Correct, but you don't need more than one entrance to the house. So basically, Rav said the same thing twice. So now the Gemara says, Tarti lamali, I don't need two statements, tzricha. If he only had the first one, his first general rule, Havamina, I would have thought Dira's over Kachav Mishmei Dira. Maybe he can include the ghost house. Hamash Milan doesn't have the second case over here. Dira's over Kachav Lo Shmei Dira. Dime Hacha, but if I would have had the case over here, Havamina, I would have thought Lo Yidanim Batim Kama. How many houses are there? Hamash Milan, Batim Train, two houses. Hash Tadam Arav, Afilu Chatzar, Time of the Rav, the Kasav, Osa, Lasos, Yochid. Let's stop here. Hashad on my rab. We'll stop here. I don't want to rush. Hashad on my rab. We'll stop right here. We'll pick up tomorrow. All right? Good?
Excellent.
I would have liked to get to the Mishnah, but sorry, we'll do it tomorrow. All right, no problem. Everyone have a very good day.